there is something on my mind, because we've covered it on Daybreak a little bit with different people coming on to have this discussion, and we've certainly heard from many listeners who have a strong opinion on both sides. That's the subject of Prince George getting its own performing arts center. Now, there's some people who think that for a city of its size, it's high time that Prince George had a performing arts center, and then there are those who feel that there are many other projects. And Lynn, I'll start with you.
Sure.
Where do you stand on Prince George getting a performing arts center, and what would you do to make it a reality during your first term as mayor?
Well, in 2011, I think all of the candidates certainly supported the Performing Arts Center. I was one of them. And I hate to use this word, but there's no money. We have talked for a very long time about what it's going to take to have a Performing Arts Center in Prince George, and what it's going to take is a level of financial commitment by three levels of government. That's what it will take. We had a report come to us presented by the city manager suggesting that we were probably looking at anywhere from 5 to 8 years before we would see any kind of opportunity to do that partnership. So in the meantime, the Performing Arts Center board are working with our administration, and that's where it stands right now. Will it happen within the next 3 years? At this point, it doesn't look like it will. As I said, we're looking for that long-term partnership, and we've been told that it's 5 to 8 years off, so it could be a while yet.
Well, just let me ask the follow-up. So in the course of your 4 years as mayor, what would you do to either strengthen that relationship or get that partnership built a little more substantially?
Well, I think two things, Russell. I think it's the continual work between our administration and also with the Performing Arts Center Board, because we have found out that the longer you take to put a project together, the more costly it's going to be. And, Performing Arts Center aside, even if we're looking at doing the Four Seasons Pool, a CN Center, if you wait and wait, there is more cost involved. So that's one piece of it. That's the administration to board work that needs to continue. And again, I can't stress too strongly that we need to look at that funding piece. So if we're not going to get the federal or provincial government to become a partner in this, it's a really tough goal for us.
Right.
We just can't do it on our own.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Mr. Zarosky, on the subject of Performing Arts Center, where do you stand, and how much of a priority would it be during your term?
Well, I'm of a different view, and let me start off by saying I'm a friend of the arts. We're at Theater Northwest the other night. It was great. We go to Studio 2880 for different events. We are a friend of the arts. We have some great amenities here. They are not meeting community expectation, but let me assure you, the Performing Arts Center, with me as mayor, I would not be a supporter of it being built first term. It's not just about the capital cost to build a Performing Arts Center. That's but one piece. It's the ongoing operating expenses, which carry on for a very long period of time. I would liken it to our good friends at Shaw Cable. You can buy a new PVR. That costs you a few $100s, but the monthly alimony payment for the ongoing service, the novelty of that gets old after a while. So I believe that we should build a Performing Arts Center in my second term as mayor when we're much closer to 100,000 people and we're sharing the cost of these great civic amenities with more people and we have our current amenities in better repair. Thank you.